Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 12th, 2026. Our reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established testimony of two or three witnesses.'" There's a quiet sadness that settles over many relationships, not because people stop loving one another, but because they stop speaking honestly. This understanding is left unattended. A hurt is buried beneath polite conversation. Disappointment becomes distance. Distance becomes silence. Silence slowly hardens to separation. Jesus understands this human tendency. That is why today's gospel begins with such remarkable simplicity. If your brother sins against you, he says, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Notice what Jesus does not say. He does not say, tell everybody else. He does not say, wait until enough resentment has accumulated. He does not say, pretend nothing happened. He simply says, go. The spiritual life is often less about waiting for God to move than allowing God to move us. Most of us are not afraid of conflict itself. We are afraid of vulnerability. To approach someone who has wounded us means risking rejection. It's letting go of the confronting illusion that we are entirely innocent. Even if we have truly been wronged, every honest conversation asks something of both people. It requires humility, patience, and a willingness to listen as much as to speak. Prefers certainty. Love prefers communion. Contemplative spirituality teaches us that before we ever cross the room to meet another person, we must first cross the distance within ourselves. Can I enter the conversation without rehearsing accusations? Can I allow God to soften my need to be right? Can I seek understanding before victory? Without this inner work, even truthful words become weapons. Years ago, two elderly sisters lived only a few miles apart. Separable. After an argument over their parents' estate, they stopped speaking. Christmases passed, birthdays came and went, decades slipped quietly away. One winter, the older sister became gravely ill. Their priest invited her, visited her, and gently asked if there was anyone she wished to see. She whispered her younger sister's name. The younger woman hesitated when the priest called. Years of silence had become strangely comfortable. She had learned to live around the wound instead of healing it. She came. When she entered the hospital room, neither woman spoke for several minutes. Tears arrived before words. Finally, the older sister reached out her trembling hand and simply said, I have missed you. Not you were wrong. Not explain. Only I have missed you. Younger sister took her hand and replied, I've missed you too. That conversation lasted less than an hour. It healed 30 years. Sometimes reconciliation begins not with perfect explanations, but with the courage to cross the distance. The gospel Jesus is not offering merely a strategy for conflict resolution, is revealing the very heart of God. God is always the one who comes looking for us. From the Garden of Eden, where he sang, Where are you? To the risen Christ seeking Peter by the sea, the story of salvation is the story of divine initiative. God never waits comfortably for us to make the first move. He comes again and again. When Jesus tells us to go to our brother or sister, he is inviting us to imitate the movement of God's own heart. Contemplative gradually discovers that reconciliation is not simply something we do. It is something we become. As we spend time in silent prayer, we begin noticing how often God has approached us with mercy instead of accusation, with patience instead of condemnation. Receiving that mercy changes us. Those who know themselves forgiven find it easier to forgive others. Those who have experienced God's gentleness become gentler themselves. Of course, reconciliation is not always possible. Jesus himself was rejected. There are relationships where boundaries are necessary. There are wounds requiring time, wisdom, and even professional guidance. We cannot control another person's response. But in today's gospel, Jesus measures success differently. Jesus says, if he listens, you have won over your brother. The victory is not proving ourselves correct. The victory is recovering a relationship. Even when reconciliation does not happen immediately, the disciple who approaches another with humility has already allowed grace to triumph over pride. That is no small victory. Today we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal one relationship that carries even a small measure of finished hurt. Don't plan by beginning with what you will say. Begin by praying for the other person. Sit quietly before Christ and ask him to purify your motives. Let him remove any desire to win an argument and replace it with a longing to restore communion. Then, if it is prudent and loving, take one step towards crossing the distance. Discover that the first bridge God wishes you to build is not between you and another person, but within your own heart. For every act of reconciliation on earth begins in the silent place where Christ reconciles us to himself. Let us pray. Jesus, you never grow weary of seeking those who wandered far from you. You crossed every distance to bring us home. Heal the places within us where resentment has quietly taken root. Give us hearts that desire communion more than victory, understanding more than self-defense, and mercy more than judgment. When we have been wounded, grant us courage. When we have caused wounds, grant us humility. When reconciliation seems impossible, remind us that nothing is beyond the reach of your grace. Teach us to become people who build bridges instead of walls, to carry peace instead of bitterness, and who reveal through our lives reconciling love of the Father, for you live and reign forever and ever. If you found a moment of grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. Bless you today. Keep you safe.